Welcome back, mini beanies. The beanies are about to head off on their big day out. Last time we learnt to brush our teeth. It's very important. If you haven't heard it, then go back and listen. Ha ha ha. Let's get on with the show.
Hi, mini beanies.
It's the beanies here.
That means you're with
Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we'll sing about clouds, rain, sunny hot days, and learn what the four seasons are.
Are you ready, mini beanies?
Let's go!
Now we've brushed our teeth, it's time to get ready for our big day out at the beach. What do you think we need at the beach, mini beanies? I've got my hat, swimmers, a towel, and some sunscreen.
I'm ready.
Me too. Where's Laura, though?
Nice hat, Mim. Cool towel, Michael.
Thanks.
Nice ski suit, Laura.
Laura, why are you wearing a ski suit?
Well, I was just talking to my mum on the phone and she said it's snowing outside.
But Laura, look outside. It's not snowing. It's a sunny hot day. See?
What? But my mum just said it was snowing. Just now.
Hang on. Isn't your mum overseas?
Yeah. She's having so much fun in America.
Good one. But she is in America, not Australia. That's why it's snowing there and sunny here.
Rightio. I totally understand.
Good.
I don't really understand.
What?
Nothing.
I think it's time for a story. Once there was a girl named Georgia who had a magical remote control. A magical remote control that changed the weather like you would change the channels on your TV.
Sunny, windy, snowy, make it rain.
Georgia's big brother had been taking her to swimming lessons every Saturday morning.
Come on, Georgia. Let's get going. Time for your swim lesson.
I hate swimming lessons.
Georgia, you have to learn to swim. It's very important. Don't you want to grow up to be an awesome swimmer and lifeguard like me?
Georgia and her big brother hopped into the car and set off for the pool.
It's the most important job in the world, being a lifeguard. And I'm guarding lives, you know. I hold the fabric of society together.
I know.
Georgia stopped listening. She'd heard it all before. Her brother was very proud to be a lifeguard. Georgia looked out the window. It was a beautiful sunny day. But then she had a great idea.
I've got a great idea. If only it was raining and then I wouldn't have to go to the pool.
What?
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. Look, Georgia, I have been trying to explain to you we have to swim and guard lives in any weather. Rain, sun, wind,
But Georgia wasn't listening. She reached down into her swimming bag for her trusty remote control. And it started to rain.
Oh, no. It started to rain.
Oh, no. It started to rain. Well, looks like we'll just have to turn around and go home. What a shame.
No, Georgia. People swim, rain, hail, or shine.
But wait. No!
Georgia and her brother walked through the gate of the pool in the rain.
No, but it's raining.
But Georgia's big brother powered ahead of her, ready to guard some lives. When he wasn't looking, Georgia took out her magical remote control and pointed it into the sky. And it started to snow.
Oh, no! It's snowing. We definitely can't go swimming in the snow.
No, Georgia. People swim, rain, hail, or shine. Or snow. They swim. And their lives need guarding.
But Georgia wasn't giving up that easily. She frantically began pushing all the buttons on her magical remote control.
Rain, snow, thunder, ice, clouds, wind. Strong wind.
But she was pushing them too fast. The weather was getting out of control.
Georgia, what are you doing? What's that?
And he grabbed the magical remote control out of her hand.
Hey, that's mine.
What is this?
Nothing.
Georgia, what does this do?
Georgia's brother pointed the remote control towards the sky and the sun came out.
Georgia, does this remote control do what I think it does?
No, this remote control does not control the weather.
This remote control controls the weather?
No, I said it doesn't control the weather.
And suddenly, George's brother understood. It had been Georgia making the crazy weather all day, just so she could skip her swimming lesson.
Georgia, I know you don't like swimming, but it is very important that you learn. And you can't use the weather as an excuse to skip out on important things.
I know. I'm sorry. Can I have my remote back?
No. I'm sorry, but the weather shouldn't be up to us to control.
But why? Why can't we just have whatever weather we want?
Because we need different weather all the time. The seasons make sure we get lots of different weather to make the plants grow and to keep things interesting. Do you understand?
Yeah, I guess. But I did like controlling the weather. It was fun.
Georgia's brother smiled. He took the remote in his hands and Georgia nodded.
On the count of three?
One.
Two.
Three.
Georgia's brother broke the magical remote control in two, and a giant rainbow exploded out of it and into the sky. Georgia and her brother looked up at the beautiful rainbow on that nice sunny day, and they walked through the gate to the swimming pool, ready to do some reluctant swimming and some lifeguarding.
The end.
Close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
your perfect day.
What does it look like? Is it cloudy? Or is it sunny?
What does it sound like? Is it windy or quiet and still?
What does it smell like? Raindrops or sweet spring flowers?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a perfect day.
Now time for some music.
Can you guess the seasons? They change four times a year. If you can guess the season, then shout it loud and clear. This season has lots of sun. We go outside and have some fun. Because it's hot, we swim a lot and we play with one another. This season is
summer.
Can you guess the seasons? They change four times a year. If you can guess the season, then shout it loud and clear.
This season it has a breeze that rustles through the leafy trees. The leaves go brown and then fall down, and the days begin to shorten. This season is
autumn.
Can you guess the seasons? They change four times a year. If you can guess the season, then shout it loud and clear.
This season is really freezing. It often leaves you sick and sneezing. Blankets on beds and beanies on heads, and gloves to warm each finger. This season is
winter.
Seasons, they change four times a year. If you can guess the season, then shout it loud and clear.
All right, Professor Noddle.
It's your turn.
You do the last one.
Oh, you talked me into it. Been a while since Professor Know-It-All has done some singing, but here I go. All right. This season is full of babies, happy birds and pretty daisies. Bees will fly, not a cloud in the sky. It makes you want to sing. This season is
spring.
Now
seasons. You said them nice and loud.
But now, can you tell me what season is it now? Well done, Mini Beanies.
Hello, Beanies. What a fun day you have ahead of you at the beach on your big day out.
Professor, maybe you could tell us what the four seasons are.
Of course. So, Beanies, can you remember what the four seasons are?
Summer, autumn, winter, and spring.
That's right. If you think of Earth in two parts, the top half and the bottom half, when Earth is spinning around, it spins on an angle, as if it's leaning to one side. This means sometimes the bottom half is closer to the sun and the top half is further away from the sun.
Oh!
Spinning, spinning, spinning. The Earth is always leaning to one side. That's how it can be hot in Australia at Christmas time and snowing in America.
Ooh!
Bye, Professor!
That was great! Thanks for helping us with the seasons, Mini Beanies. And now it's time for our big day out at the beach.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Maybe next time we'll explore games, road trips, and a new kind of Olympics.
Can you guess what we'll be doing next time on our big day out?
Make sure you listen to the next episode to find out.
Bye.
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 The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent James Court. Ha, ha, ha.